Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, exciting news. The Beef Checkoff going to be able to partner up with NASCAR. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. We are so excited that it has officially been announced. The Federation of State Beef Councils, on behalf of the Beef Checkoff, is partnering with the Daytona International Speedway to sponsor the 40th season opening race for NASCAR Xfinity Series, the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300. The event is set for 4 p.m. start on February 13th, the day before the 63rd annual Daytona 500. But to build upon the sponsorship, we are thrilled to announce the Oklahoma Beef Council, in partnership with other state beef councils, is providing additional support of on-site promotions as well as television for this historic event. And it is the second time in 2 months the Beef Checkoff will be returning to television. Once again, it was the right project at the right price at the right time.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for you by going to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, November beef exports were the largest in more than a year. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom gives us an update.
Yeah, I think November was a really good sign. You know, we were up 6% year on year and had one of our largest months, at least until early spring, which was really, as far as export stats are concerned, pre-COVID. So yeah, it's encouraging to see a rebound in some of these key countries. And, you know, one that stands out that is Mexico. And, you know, Mexico's been struggling. And just in all fairness, they were one of the last regions, Mexico, Central, South America, the Latin American region, was one of the last regions to really be impacted by COVID. They were several months after the U.S., let's say, May and probably more like June before the lockdowns really started. So, you know, the tourism shut down in June and you know, of course, U.S. beef is very strong at food service globally, but especially in Mexico and Central America. So it's encouraging. And I'm not saying that things are back to normal. They're nowhere close in Mexico, but I think it's the first signs of a rebound, which is encouraging to see. I think it sets up well to, you know, that in 2021 here, we should see further rebound. You know, as I alluded to earlier, your big countries like Mexico, Japan, Korea, no reason to think that there's not pretty solid demand there.
Hallstrom said the pandemic has actually increased beef demand in the e-commerce arena, especially in places like Korea and Taiwan.
This booming demand for e-commerce online platforms. I mean, this was a trend pre-COVID back in 2018 and 19 that we really saw probably more evident in Asia. Places like Taiwan, places like China, places like Korea. Korea is probably the one I should have led with. Korea is the front runner. And these were a lot of trend lines there that were being driven by convenience. You know, the convenience demand trend of online platforms was booming prior. So put COVID-19 over the top of this in the last year. And, you know, the desire for minimal contact or no contact platforms for delivery, for pickup, just tenfold, take it times 10, whatever was there before, it's busting at the seams in terms of demand.
Hallstrom added the real home run here is the additional demand, which will be good for all of us. You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program's been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.